This is Cricken for Audio.
Welcome to Cricken for Audio. This is Amit Verma. India finished the first day of the St. Lucia test at 361 for 4, and I'm chatting about the game now with S. Rajesh. Rajesh, who would have thought at the start of the day that we'd see runs scored at a rate of 4.24 per over today?
Absolutely. And who would have thought that 140 runs would have been scored in 25 overs in the first session? Before play began, most of the experts were talking about the generous amount of green grass on the pitch, about the bare patches on the surface, about the moisture on the surface, and how it would help the fast bowlers in the first session. It seemed there would be seam and swing, the pace and bounce off the pitch would be inconsistent, all reasons for the captain to win the toss and bowl first. Also, West Indies were playing four fast bowlers, so you know, everything seemed to point towards the captain winning the toss, opting to field. But as it turns out, it was an excellent decision by Dravid, and hats off to him and the think tank. Just as he was crucified for batting at Karachi earlier this year and for fielding at Mumbai against England, here he deserves all the praise for taking what seemed at that time a very brave and perhaps even a slightly foolhardy decision. And of course, the Indian batsman completely justified the move as well. The pitch was as benign as it seemed spiteful. It was apparent very early that there was no pace and there was little seam or swing movement for the bowlers. And these were just ideal conditions for Sehwag. Also, the one delivery that he's troubled by, short ball around the ribs, could not be bowled effectively on this pitch because of its nature and also because Fidel Edwards wasn't around in the West Indian attack. And once Sehwag got into his groove, the West Indians absolutely didn't have a chance. And even after that morning blitz, Sehwag played really sensibly, avoiding the big shots when India had lost quick wickets in the afternoon session, and then again opening out a little when Dravid had settled down at the other end. All in all, it was a pretty satisfying day with the bat for India.
You know, Dravid's decision at the toss indicates that he read the pitch correctly, but the team selection of both sides seems to have been done with a pacey, grassy pitch in mind. West Indies dropped Dave Mohammad, opting to play four specialist fast bowlers plus Dwayne Bravo, while India again went in with just a one specialist spinner in Anil Kumble. Now, when India bowls fourth on a pitch that seems to have nothing in it for the faster bowlers, Kumble will have just a part-time spinner in Virendra Sehwag for company at the other end. Do you think it's possible that India have repeated the mistake they made in Antigua?
On hindsight, I guess India might well reckon that five bowlers and two specialist spinners would have been the way to go here. But I don't think that India were yet confident enough of playing five batsmen on a pitch which looked like it would offer some assistance to the fast bowlers on the first day. And also, had they played two spinners, they would have had to drop VRV Singh from the bowling attack and play with Pathan and Munaf as their only fast bowlers. Also, with Pathan being in the form he is, I don't think, again, that they had enough confidence to go with that plan either. So it had to be four bowlers and only one spinner, which means that Sehwag could well have some more work to do when India take the field.
The day today seemed divided into two halves. First was a belligerent Sehwag half, and then there was a solid half of Dravidian consolidation. West Indies simply didn't have either the firepower or the discipline to trouble Sehwag with the short ball into his body, against which he struggled a bit in recent times, and he played some fantastic strokes. But I just wonder, if West Indies had batted first, given the state of this pitch, Chris Gayle could have attacked the way Sehwag did, Sarwan and Lara could have consolidated like Dravid. This contest is really about some very formidable batsmen taking on two extremely ordinary bowling attacks. In that sense, the two teams are quite similar, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And as Sambit had said in his pre-match analysis yesterday, there isn't much to choose between the two, which is why what will decide the series will probably be just maybe one session of poor batting by either side. West Indies did that in the final session in Antigua, and they almost lost that match. They will be again under a lot of pressure when they bat here, and they will have to ensure that they don't repeat the mistakes that they made then.
Dravid resumes tomorrow on 95 and Mohammad Kaif is on 18. Kaif is under pressure, isn't he? I mean, when Sachin comes back, Kaif will be the one left out. If India play five specialist bowlers, Kaif will be the one left out. If India play Suresh Raina in test, like the team management is reportedly keen on doing, then it'll be Kaif who misses out. It's a good pitch to bat on, but a lot of pressure for him to deal with, isn't it?
Yes, there is pressure on Kaif, because he has always been a fringe player in tests, and if he doesn't perform, his place not only in the team, but in the squad itself will be in doubt when Sachin returns. Because it's possible that Suresh Raina might keep his place in the squad and Kaif might be left out. In that sense, this entire series is a huge opportunity for him to perform and to cement his place in the squad for the South African tour. The other player who is under some pressure is VVS Lakshman, which makes his performance here today even more disappointing. For the second time in two innings, He got out playing an absolutely terrible shot. In Antigua, he got set, he got into the 30s and then played a slog sweep. And here he completely threw it away with a drive outside off when he was on zero. He will probably get to play both the remaining tests in spite of what he has done so far. But if he keeps throwing it away like he has, then I don't think that he can complain about being dropped from the side. Thanks to Rahul Dravid, though, India have ensured that they haven't completely frittered away the start that Sehwag gave them. But on a pitch as good as this, they'll need plenty of runs to apply the pressure when West Indies come out to bat.
You know, even if this turns out to be a run-heavy test, I'm still hopeful of a result simply because these runs are coming at a quick clip. At the rate they're scoring, India will probably declare tomorrow earlier than they otherwise would have, maybe even as early as tea. And if West Indies bat in similar fashion, we could have another exciting finish. If not, you can always shift to the football. We at Cricinfo have no such option though, and will continue to bring you audio conversations at the end of each day's play. Keep tuning in for more, and to access our audio content directly, please do go over to cricinfo.com/audio. This is Amit Verma, signing off with S. Rajesh on Cricinfo Audio.
This is Cricinfo Audio.